Officials at the Idlewild Golf and Country Club didn't want the public to know how much they owe the city in deferred taxes, but a leaked document has revealed the dollar amount. The private golf course owes the city $862,354 in deferred taxes, as of the fiscal year ending October 31, 2022, which is up almost $20,000 from the previous year. This, according to the club's April 24 annual shareholders meeting agenda, which was leaked to Sudbury.com in a letter sent anonymously. Idlewild's tax deferral deal, finalized in 1966 by the City of Sudbury and grandfathered by the City of Greater Sudbury, fixed the golf course property of the day at an assessed value of $71,490. This is the number general, school and special purpose property tax levies are applied against. Although the 1966 fixed amount is in the books, Idlewild is still billed the full amount based on their actual assessed property value each year, which at the latest update was $4.08 million. Each year, they're eligible to pay a minimum amount based on the 1966 fixed rate, which remains in the books as a deferred amount they owe the city, and now totals $862,354. Their tax deal has been complicated over the years by changes to the Assessment Act and recalculations at each reassessment cycle to ensure the minimum payment is based on the original lands in the agreement. The deferred amount, which incurs an interest rate of 4% according to the bylaw, can remain unpaid until such time as the lands cease to be used as a golf course. If that were to become the case, the city would either have to be paid the balance or given the land. It appears as though Idlewild officials are disinterested in talking about their tax deal. After receiving the April 24 shareholders meeting agenda last week, Sudbury.com reached out to Idlewild officials with a few questions about their tax deferral deal, including when it was incurred and whether there was a plan to pay it off. A single-sentence response came back from President Frank DeMarco, which read, "The Idlewild Golf and Country Club is up to date on all payments for federal, provincial and municipal taxes." Whether they are up to date on tax payments is irrelevant to the inquiry, as the tax deferral deal with Greater Sudbury is allowed under the 1965, amended in 1966, bylaw. As such, carrying a deferred tax balance would not qualify as being late on payments. In March, then-President Mike Andraghetti's response to Sudbury.com's initial inquiry was that discussing their finances or like information publicly is not something the club will be doing. He asked Sudbury.com to respect their privacy, as they expect shareholders and members to do. The City of Greater Sudbury's tax deal with Idlewild Golf and Country Club is the city's only arrangement of this nature, and their only special tax agreement with any local golf course in general. Earlier this year, Sudbury.com filed a Freedom of Information request with the city seeking copies of any fixed assessment agreements currently in place, plus copies of any tax agreements with golf courses. The only tax deal to come up was their agreement with Idlewild Golf and Country Club. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.